Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 7th. Today's word is espouse, spelled E-S-P-O-U-S-E. Espouse is a verb that means to marry. It can also mean to take up and support as a cause, to become attached to. Here's the word used in a sentence from Billboard.com by Madeline Fernando. The beloved musical Fiddler on the Roof was revived entirely in Yiddish. Directed by Oscar and Tony Award winner Joel Grey, the timeless show captures the strength of Jewish people and their traditions, while espousing universal themes of love, belonging, and community. As you might guess, the words espouse and spouse are related, both deriving from the Latin verb spondere, meaning to promise or to betroth. In fact, the two were once completely interchangeable, with each serving as a noun, meaning a newly married person, or a husband or wife, and also a verb, meaning to marry. Their semantic separation began in the 18th century, when the noun espouse fell out of use. Nowadays, espouse is most often seen or heard as a verb, used in the figuratively extended sense, meaning to commit to and support as a cause. Spouse continued to be used in both noun and verb forms until the 20th century, when its verb use declined, and it came to be used mainly as a noun, meaning husband or wife. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.